Matthew 1, verse number 1. Read it and dismiss. So when you see me, not necessarily blowing like a freight train or engine or something like that, it's not time yet for me to go, all right? Don't do that. Don't come up and tell me you didn't preach. Praise the Lord, that's wrong. Turn to Psalms 119. And I'm going to leave the word of God with you. Choir, praise team, musicians. Sometimes if it weren't for you, you could hear a rat licking ice. Really encouraging, I tell you the truth. All right, Psalms 119, you don't have to stand. I'm just going to go ahead and do this for you. Now the Bible says in that magnificent chapter, blessed are the undefiled in the way. It answers the question, where does happiness and divine favor come from? Well, as a New Testament saint, we understand that that comes through Christ, through Calvary, and through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which gives us power and the desire to do the will of God. We know we're not perfect. Only God is perfect. We don't use that as an excuse to just be devilish. But we're not perfect. But can you agree with me, like one of my buddies, we were just talking about it, and we both agreed. Doc, how is it after all these years, we were just young pups when we got saved? I said, how is it that we still want the Lord? You understand? Raise your hand if you still want him. I mean, it's just, and you're really not that nice of a person. Neither am I. We cannot brag that we were good and we're so good that we want him. It's that spirit he put in us that gives us the supernatural ability after all of these years to be on fire for God and to be in love with him. Let's go back to the question. How can one find happiness and favor? I gave you the first part, but here's the other side of the coin. Everybody knows the coin has two sides. And the other side of that is that they're undefiled. Well, again, you need Jesus. Because God counted his perfect righteousness. This is the doctrine of imputation and substitution. He counted his perfect righteousness as our righteousness. If it wasn't for that, he'd have to break out and kill us. So that's the first thing that makes it possible for us to approach the Lord. He counts the righteousness of Christ as our righteousness. The Bible says that. In 1 Corinthians, it just lets us know that we have this righteousness. Christ has made unto us wisdom and righteousness, and it just tells us all these high and lofty things that were worked at Calvary. And so you say, well, since he imputed the righteousness of Christ to us, why even bother us about walking upright since Christ did it for us. Well, that's not like God. He may position you to do something, but you've got to get it in gear and carry that thing out. If you say you know the Lord, then the Bible tells us to work out our salvation. So it is not just something that we give mental acceptance to, but we kick into the other half of the coin. And that is, we spend the rest of our lives, anybody listening to me? We spend the rest of our lives heaping up evidence that we belong to Jesus. Praise the Lord. If we do hyper-Calvinism and say it doesn't matter how I live, I'm going to heaven anyhow, you're going to be beaten with many stripes. And those that really abuse it, we have some scriptures for you too. People with the Holy Spirit have a conscience. Praise the Lord, everybody. If you still can do any and everything and say everything and adapt that as your lifestyle, it means that you don't have it. Saints are the first and the biggest crybabies on the globe if they feel that they have offended God. You may not get on your knees in front of people because they need Jesus just like you do. Can I get a witness in here? Did you hear me 2 weeks ago? Nobody has ever offended anybody worse than all of us. Every one of us has offended God. Our very presence, our very look, our very attitude, our very existence before we repent is very disgusting to God. But he loves us so much that he says, I want to conform them. I want to go back to the Garden of Eden and I want to conform them to my image. They lost it, but I want to get down into the dives and the dens and hit the drug addict and hit the prostitute and hit the liar and get the thief and have mercy on them and set them up so I can reform myself in them. What a mighty God we serve. I said I wouldn't go hold you, and I'm not. But what a verse here that gives us two sides of the coin. And my interpretation and explanation is helping you understand how this salvation works. God approaches us, but he can't do it without blood. If there's no blood, he has to kill us outright. So I'm happy today before I take my seat. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So that is our position in the Lord. We are positioned in Christ. It is a perfect position. Quit being so proud of your money. Because the Bible says that money will take wings. I didn't mean to raise my voice too hard. Will take wings and fly away. How about that? Riches soon depart. So the highest position you can have in the universe, I wish you'd join in with me. is to be able to say, I am in Christ. That is the greatest promotion that you will ever have. Not finding out if your granddaddy was Shaka Zulu. And I love the way they presented Shaka. He was a man's man. He sure knew how to walk with no shoes on. Them soldiers all had shoes on, and here comes Shaka. No shoes on. Showing them I'm a man's man. I know you're crying about walking on the rocks, but keep on walking. After a while, your feet are going to get tough. Can I get a witness in here? I loved it. But that's not what your promotion is. I found out that my family's from a singing tribe in East Africa. Nobody's ever happy. I wanted to be from Shaka Zulu or the Aztecs. You know, those people from Central America and all those people that they say were already here before the slaves got here. I might be one of them, but it don't matter. I'm already super bad because I know the Lord. I wonder what it would be like if you would just praise the Lord and thank him because he's been good to you. He's been merciful for you, and he's made a way for you to escape eternal damnation. Furthermore, he loves you so much, he puts up with your shenanigans, and he continues to translate you, transform you, mold you, pound you, scrape you into his image. And out of thanksgiving, now we do everything in our power to make sure we maintain this happy and prosperous and favored position. We become adherents to being undefiled in the way of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Verse number 2, you can read with me now. I'm coming on down the stretch. Verse number 2, what does it say? And happy and favored and prosperous, you get all three of them, are they that do what? Keep his testimonies. And that do what? God will not even deal with you if your heart is black, covered up, and rotten. We must come to him as children. You can tell your little nieces and nephews Santa Claus is coming. And they love you so much. They'll go, win, get him some cookies. And then we have to tell them, because I'm too competitive to give glory to Santa Claus. Ask him. I go, Mom, niece, and Peppy bought these gifts. Raise your hand if you ever told the truth and shamed the devil. And they loved us anyhow. I wanted them to know this stuff didn't come in from that fat guy. And he better not try to come down through my chimney because some will be waiting on him. But it came from Peppy and Mom Knees. And they were just as happy as little children. Anything we told them, they did. It's prayer time. Especially this one. Because Sean, he was a little different. You go, Lanisa go, because she... She said, Kashad, you want to pray? I think he was scared. You know, everybody's different. And she never shamed him. She never said, you get in there and pray with us. She said, all right, go on. But they got to praising the Lord so hard and so sincerely. See, that's what I'm talking about, sincere. A sincere heart. After a while, Shiny Boy hit that altar with him. And he kept seeking the Lord, and I believe he got it when he was 12. And so if your heart is right, sometimes God have to save you when you're little because you think you big bad booty Bill when you get older. And can't nobody prick your heart because you think you know a few things. You think that you can intellectualize and get to God. God responds to broken heart. Come on, somebody. The Bible says a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise, but he saves everybody that comes to him in that particular fashion. You may come weak, but you won't stay weak. You may come broken, but you won't stay broken. If you learn how to get to God, you're getting ready to be prosperous, happy, and favored by practicing the other side of the coin. And if you want to be able to shut the devil down, I dare you to use the word of God against him. I dare you to tell him the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the power of Jesus, the word of Christ be against you. He recognizes the fact that he fell from heaven like lightning and he has no legitimate authority over the people of God. We have been given power. After that, the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Ye shall have power to be witnesses of me. The devil has no more claim over the blessed and the undefiled and the delivered. We are able to hold on anyhow. Deacon T is so sick. They were messing with him, asking him in so many words, unquote, what do you think about your journey? You know what Big Boss Man said? He was surrounded by doctors and witnesses. And he said to them, I have been in preparation for this moment. I have been in preparation for this moment all of my life. I came here to go through. I came here to wait till my change come. I came here to give him the glory regardless of what's going on around me. I just wonder what it would be like if we just give God a great praise. I know you're going through hell. I know you're going through problems, but can you lift your hands up high and say hallelujah anyhow? I didn't come over here for the fishes and the loaves. Though he slay me, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to serve him anyhow because I'm already blessed. I don't need to have all my senses to give God the glory. I don't need to be able to run around this building to give God the glory this morning. I'm going to thank him for the blood. Thank him for his companionship, his fellowship, his mercy, his forgiveness, his glory, his power. Lay your hand on your neighbor and say, I confer blessings and power and riches to you in the name of Jesus. I transfer it. I, hey, hey, hey. I transfer the favor. Yes, ma'am. The favor, the blessing, the healing. We're blessed. I want him. Tell him. Tell your neighbor, I want him. I got to have him. I need him. But you know what? I already have him. I've already been to the water. I've already been converted. I've already been baptized, and I feel all right. He is all things in one. It's all in him. It's wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in him. If you need a blessing, get to God. If you need a blessing, walk upright. Lay down your old behavior, your corrupt and mean and defiled ways. Look at somebody, say, it's a good thing God's merciful. Go and tell him, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be able to praise him today. But oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I just wanted to tell you, where does favor, where does prosperity, where does happiness come from? Would you shout with me? Holiness is happiness. Righteousness is prosperity. Jesus is a way out of no way. Jesus is enough. He's eternal life. Lord, you've been better to me than I've been to myself. You've been so good to me. How many times has he said, I forgive you? Don't you love him? Ain't he wonderful? What you say about Jesus today? Is he all right? Is he a way maker? He's a bringer of blessing. He's a reverser of trouble. He's a bridge over troubled water. He's your God, whether you know it or not. I introduce him to you through the word of God. If there's somebody that wants to join the church today, you come on up here. You're willing to pursue him. You're willing to trail him to the end. You come on up here and we'll welcome you. If there's anybody that wants to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you come on up here. If there's anybody that needs a touch, you come on up to this altar. Hallelujah to God. And let God touch you for what's coming. I just told the queen, your favor and your prosperity and your blessing starts at Calvary, but you begin to galvanize it when you walk upright before God. Do your level best. Do everything you can. Just don't be a villain against yourself. Praise the Lord.
Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you.
No one like you.
None like you.
Yeah.
darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
None like you. Help me sing. Water,
water, you turned into wine.
You open.
Yeah.
Oh, into the darkness.
Into the darkness we shine.
Out of the ashes.
Out of the ashes.
Thank you, Father.
No one, no like, one like you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
None like you.
My God is greater.
My God is greater.
Yes, He is.